Good morning. Today is
St. Patrick's Day.
Yes, it is. Some of us recognize it, and some of us
are starting to
are considering it. Yeah, you can guess which one I was. Yeah, I guess. I guess if you're
still
in the flow, you'll. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Joining us this morning is Karen Diemer from City of Arcata. Who you guys aren't going to be coloring the North Bay, are you, in green like Chicago does with the river?
Not like Chicago does, but it could.
Well,
look
not
a little
not on
bit,
purpose. I
yeah.
meant.
it could look a little green today. Good.
That's probably not a good thing though.
It's not totally unhealthy to have a little green tinge in our water up here.
If a sewer pond has got
green. Sewage. No, it's just natural detritus from plant material makes our.
Oh, okay. Decaying plants
green.
Are okay.
Yeah. Yeah. We'll
okay.
take it.
Have a little kelp for lunch.
Perfect. Brian did already say he's in the flow today.
Yeah. Oh, good. Another plumbing reference. You just nailed that one. All right. Meltdown. Why do we say meltdown?
Why do we say meltdown? Yeah. Is it a reference to the first automobile whose engine would give way if something melted down? Oh. He's telling me no, so
yeah, okay.
Brian will tell us what the
all
real
right.
answer is.
I'm even going to... They made a reference to Chernobyl in here. That wasn't the reason. Long applied to less dramatic processes, meltdown, attached nuclear accidents, has gained global usage. We're continually making new verbal comparisons, but often the majority doesn't last. It's firmly embedded in speech and has no exact counterpart, so we don't know why. So the label made Russia memorable with Chernobyl is likely to be alive and used well long after the safety innovations have been put in place, which means it was basically a waste.
Chernobyl was, I thought that that was the obvious answer, so I tried to go for something
did
else.
You? Okay.
anyway, I'm sure we have more important things to talk about here on St. Patrick's Day.
And I'm not sure sleazy is a good one to use today.
I vote no.
I do have
Winston
straight.
Votes no.
I have straight laced, though.
Straight
you missed. You missed that one. So that's not
I'm
a bad
glad.
Thing. Yeah.
Okay.
So what's newsy in Arcata?
Newsy in Arcata.
Other than green today.
Green. Newsy up in Arcata. We've got the council had a good meeting just this week. They.
Does that mean it went under 2 hours?
No. No. We didn't do that.
That would be an extraordinary meeting, right?
Yeah. We've had a few. Sometimes they do try to set records for that when they just have short businesses to go. But no, moving forward on organics waste, that's something you'll continue to hear us talk about regionally.
Well, that was supposed to be in effect a couple months ago, right?
As of January 1st, in fact, the state law went into effect, but communities and most throughout the state, you know, will be working on how to collect organic waste, how to collect food waste and green waste at the curb, and how to get it out of the landfill and into, you know, another processing that allows it to be reused for another purpose.
It sounds pretty simplistic, but if you are in the, oh, you ready for this?
Mm. I'm ready.
Urban interface.
Oh.
Ooh. Mm. Flashback for me. you got bears and cougars and raccoons and rats and all
dogs
kinds of fun
and,
stuff that
yep.
enjoy this thing called food and scraps.
Mm-hmm, they do.
Is that part of, obviously, this is part of that equation. Has there been recognition of this? I mean, you can't have cement-lined containers that can be picked up because
those
you know, the weight is
they
just
get a little
much.
Heavy. Yeah, yeah, that gets a little heavy. I've seen it happen once in my career.
A bear?
Nope, somebody filled their container with cement.
Oh.
Even in this business long enough, there's not much you haven't seen.
I'll have to ask Linda about that one.
Could have been before her time, even.
Holy cow.
Anyway, it's already in our waste stream, right? So it's already in somebody's garbage can, right, when they put it on the curb. So the idea is you're changing it into a different garbage can. So whatever you're doing right now, to keep the bears or the raccoons out of your garbage can. You're going to continue to do that. It just might be with a different can. So whether that's getting up early to put it out that morning and not have it out the night before, whether that's a bungee cord with a rock on top, if you have found something that works, you know, you're going to continue to do that.
Those old bungees really confuse the bears.
Not many of them. I have found not many of them, but I see a lot of cans with a bungee cord.
Yeah.
So it must work for someone. I get up and put it out the morning of because that's the only thing.
Well, that's
because
you're an early riser, though.
Yeah, and because if I don't, I'm picking up garbage.
Oh, that thing.
But it is going to be a challenge. I mean, I don't mean to take away from that. Because
well, and special trucks, too. I mean, you can't intermix. I mean,
right.
That whole
It'll be a special route.
Investment, Linda from Recology was in and was mm-hmm. saying, you know, garbage trucks, you don't buy them off. There's not a parking, a car lot somewhere with garbage right. trucks. You have to order these things, and there's the yeah. latency period. Now everybody's having to do it. It's
yeah,
a
it's
little bit
a
more
year.
Complicated than what we might think at first level.
Yeah.
So are those timelines being incorporated into the discussion at this
they
point?
They are. And the state legislature continues to recognize that as long as communities are advancing and making progress towards it, CalRecycle does seem to be working with local jurisdictions.
Oh, so no fines.
Not yet. We'll see. I mean, the hard part, I think, for this community up here is that this is a type of waste that long term we should be able to manage locally within Humboldt County boundaries. But the short term is we don't have a composting facility. We don't have a digester facility that would process this type of organic waste. So in the short term, we will be trucking that organic waste south.
Didn't HWMA do a
They've done pilot.
Reset? Okay, it's mm-hmm. not functioning yet?
But it was never fully built out. Yeah, you know, because it was just a trial in the beginning. Yeah. But we've got some good data. We've got some good, we call them waste characterization studies, which basically means.
Of course
means,
you do.
Yeah, because we had a fancy word. But really, it means that they'll take a garbage truck. It goes on its route, it comes back, it gets dumped on, you know, a concrete floor, and then we separate everything so we know exactly what is in that route and how we can start to recycle it.
KINS, News and Information Time is 8:19.
Murphy's Markets has everything you need to get through your day the healthy way. From drinks to snacks and everything in between, right now, Amy and Brian coconut water is only $1.99. Brew Dr. Kombucha drinks are also just $1.99. And Annie's homegrown products are $2.49. A 6-ounce Yoplait yogurt is only 79 cents. And don't forget about chicken of the sea tuna, 4 for $5. Get a boost for your day by stopping by Murphy's Markets, more than a grocer, your neighbor since 1971.
Good morning, KINS. News and Information Time. It's 8:24. We're back talking shop this morning with Karen Diemer. So other than garbage, budget, I suppose, is the next challenge that's sitting out there.
Yeah, we just started to talk with our council about budget.
Is it a moving target still, or is there kind of a rendering, at least from the state, of where things are?
Catch it as it goes down. Try to pick your...
Yeah, find a spot.
Yeah, we took some time, actually, to just do an overview of our pension deficit, which is, you know, by far and large, the largest deficit that the city of Arcata carries. So I guess we can feel fortunate of that. It's really the only major debt that the city carries. And it's just so very, very dependent on the stock market. And, you know, just 2 years ago, we thought we were in fairly good shape with probably about...
Should have sold.
Yeah, we should have paid it off if we could have. But, you know, with about $18 million in pension debt. But, you know, estimates are looking at probably $25 to $28 million now, just with the bad return on investments in the last 2 years. And, you know, it's long-term debt. It's not something the city needs to pay off. But it is something we felt like we needed to bring to the council's attention to start considering some additional contributions every year to get that paid off, and hopefully under, you know, 15 years if we could.
Is there a wiggle room?
You know, there would have been this year, but there may not be next year. You know, we're also seeing, as I'm sure others on your show have talked about, Humboldt County sales tax as a whole has dropped, you know, pretty dramatically. The unincorporated areas most severely, you know.
Yeah, the reference has always been to Garberville and southern Humboldt with the marijuana industry crater.
But the effect on that countywide, you know, brings us to about a negative, you know, 6-7%. Arcata's a little less than that, but our third quarter turnout came in about a minus 5.8%.
Well, and it's not as if inflation is at zero.
Right. No. So, it did come down a little, inflation coming in at around 6 instead of at least 7.5%.
Oh, sorry, I'm not going to celebrate.
No, we're not celebrating, but we're definitely thankful it wasn't continuing to go up.
But that's a 10% swing.
It is. It's tremendous. And then, of course, you know, we've talked about it quite a bit, but we converted two hotels into housing, and then we now have three that are going to be under lease from Cal Poly. So that's five, which is the majority. That leaves us with basically four hotels in Arcata.
Now, will they pay? I know they legally don't have to, TOT, for the long-term stay.
Yeah,
is that part of the agreement that they would compensate to some level?
Well, there's no agreement, of course, because the state really can't enter into that per se. But they are definitely looking for ways where they can partner with us on projects that have a nexus, a direct nexus to the university, where they could have a higher contribution.
So it would be made up in a different area.
That would be made
area.
Up in a different way.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, that's...
Yeah, and they're certainly working. Right now, we are working on a project around technology and fiber lines that would be very beneficial to the city. And to the university, you know, that we
okay.
Could
you got to give details on that now that you've opened that door.
Well, I mean, I think, you know, most people know that we've got fiber being laid throughout a lot of the counties. So we have a company called Vero that is working from what will be the subsea cable, right, over to Singapore and so forth. And they've built a data hub in Arcata, and then they're building out. Well, the university has great interest in building that fiber out to all of their facilities. So where the city can put in fiber to serve city facilities along with that are ways that we're looking at partnering right now.
And that's a revenue generator or a cost containment?
It's an infrastructure security for the city. So right now we have a lot of water tanks, wastewater lift stations, you know, city hall to the courtyard, that our internet and our network, our entire computer network, runs on antennas, you know, and as the trees grow, the antennas get weaker, the signals get weaker. So being able to go fiber.
Trim the trees or cut the trees down?
Well, we do, yeah, but okay. It's constant, you know, that kind of constant maintenance. But if we could go fiber to fiber to all of our critical infrastructure, that would be a tremendous security for the community moving forward.
So long term, it is a cost savings.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Just took a little while to get there?
To get there, yeah. I had to give you the bureaucratic answer to that. So, but the point was really that we do have, you know, five hotels that we would have received bed tax, I'll call it. It's TOT in the bureaucratic world. But the tax that people pay when they go to hotels, it goes to local jurisdictions. So, you know, that loss is going to be a pretty significant hit to our general fund as well.
And that's where those dollars go.
And that is exactly where those dollars go, which is, you know, public safety and streets and parks and planning and recreation.
All the stuff that most folks consider what they want from city.
Really vital to quality of life in our community. Yeah.
Life. Yeah.
Yeah. Just basic life.
Yeah. Are there plans for any more hotels to come to be built? There's been so much focus in the past on tourism.
Yeah.
That would seem to be something, but with the scarcity of labor and resources and the need for permanent housing, is there a tension between the two?
I think it's just been, Arcata's a fairly built environment. I mean, there are underdeveloped properties, there are vacant properties. Many of those were not zoned in a way from city planners, city leadership, that would allow for hotels. So in our long-range planning, when we look at our general plan update, which we're going through right now, certainly it is on the Planning Commission and the Council's mind to look at other areas that hotels could be built in Arcata, things that might be walkable to the downtown or to the university. Because I know that even, you know, two of the hotels that got converted, you know, both of the owners of those hotels would have been happy to take the monies from the sale of those hotels into the housing market and built a new hotel, but they haven't been able to locate property to do so in Arcata.
And blading isn't an option at this point.
It doesn't pencil out.
This is a yes, no.
It is, yeah. Yes, absolutely an option. I don't think it pencils out right now.
All right, is it?
Something big.
Okay, it's a nice ride.
It's going to happen.
Stand by playback.
And now.
Live. Meet Radio.
I keep forgetting I'm president.
This is the Lars Larson Show.
And these kids who come, they become Americans before a lot of Americans become Americans.
Now, here's your host, Lars Larson.
Hey there, it's Lars Larson. Join me for the Lars Larson Show, weeknights 10 to midnight. Honestly provocative talk radio on KINS.
Good morning, KINS, News and Information Time. It's 8:35. We're back talking shop this morning with Arcata City Manager Karen Diemer. So what is the state of the city of Arcata like?
The state of Arcata City is strong. We do have the Chamber of Commerce is hosting their annual State of the City address that myself and Council Member Stacey Atkins-Salazar will be giving on Thursday at noon at the Minor Theater.
Seats are still available?
I think seats are still available through the Arcata Chamber of Commerce. And we'll just do an overview. We'll do an overview of where the city stands financially, of our housing market, of our planning efforts, and then we will touch on some of our upcoming projects for the year.
You mean you're not going to go line item by line item through the budget and clear the house out in about 10 minutes?
No, I am not.
No,
the house would clear. Yeah, in fact, I know I shouldn't put numbers in my presentation, but I can't not do it. So they'd have to invite somebody who's a better storyteller and less focused on numbers than me if they want that. But well, so you're going to get a few numbers if you come, but because I think they tell the story, you know, about really where we are.
Well, and if you don't use numbers, then you're accused of rounding all the corners.
That's right. I'll try to go light, though.
Or you know what?
Does glaze people?
You have
over.
Handouts of the budget.
Of the budget, I could.
And there it is. If you want the numbers, they're right there. As you leave.
Yeah.
The wheelbarrows you need to rent in order to get them to the budget to your car, but the numbers are there.
Yeah. No, the city is. I tell the council we are fiscally healthy. We will never be wealthy, right? We're not a large city. We live on grants.
And if you were wealthy, I would suspect that you ought to roll the taxes back.
Exactly.
So,
yep.
I mean, it's not a spot to be in.
No, and we will never be there. But we are healthy financially, except for, you know, we talked about sort of our largest debt being pension debt. But otherwise, and with these huge capital investments that we're making starting last year and moving through the next 4 to 5 years, we are in this amazing sweet spot, as we've talked about, to have 90% plus of them grant funded. So it will leave the community in a fiscally healthy position with new infrastructure in the ground, which is exciting. But we also have challenges, so we'll talk open and honestly about that too, you know, as we move forward as a community.
Mental health being number one?
Mental health, a growing unhoused population, extreme weather.
Well, those, the first two are kind of connected, yeah. The weather thing, probably not. But.
Yeah.
Well, and for some of these things, I would think it's challenging, you know, like the cyclical nature of weather.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, maybe we're going into a wet spot for the next, I don't know, 20 years.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, well, you don't develop a bunch of infrastructure for that, because then when it gets into a drier period, now you have to go back in and undo everything. So how do you look at the temporariness of some of the infrastructure that's needed today but may not be needed tomorrow and wasn't needed yesterday?
Yeah, I think you're just looking at long-term trends. I mean, we could spend all our next month talking about the science of climate change. But, you know, I think we're seeing trends in certain areas, in our low-lying areas of South G and H Street, where we will start to build infrastructure to manage living with more water. I think that is a reality. that's coming. And so looking at our critical infrastructure, we're making large investments into our wastewater treatment plant right now. We recognize those investments will be secure for 50 years, but maybe not for 150, right? So to start to do that planning of what retreat looks like in those areas is also important in our community.
So what is your task? If current staff is responsible for 100 years down the road or 150 years down the road, I would think that that's unreasonable. If you're looking at the next 20 years, you know, okay, we'll pass it off to the next folks in pretty solid condition, but 20 is about as far out as my horizon, speaking for you, horizon is. And after that, it's going to be somebody else's game to determine what is and what should be the vision and what the city is like. Yeah. I mean, can you do that, or
you try,
is that not right?
You try to look out a little bit farther into the future on some of your critical infrastructure. We are in long-term planning for what's going to be built on the land, right? With the limited land that's left in the city limits of Arcata, what's going to be allowable uses? Are there properties that are strategic for the community to be looking at now? That could potentially serve that community in 30, 40, 50, 60 years, that if we don't consider that now, won't be available, right? So, I mean, to that extent, we're not going to invest huge dollars in building infrastructure that we're not going to use right now. But you do want to think out in some of your big infrastructure and your transportation systems. You know, if we're looking at where is, like in the past, you know, where were all of the elementary schools going to be in Arcata? And the city and the school districts purchased properties for those. We've got, you know, a couple that weren't ever built out. But 50 years ago, they set that land aside. So, you know, looking at what are the growth patterns going to be? What do you need for streets? What do you need for water? What do you need for sewer? And are there any key properties that the city should be looking at least expressing an interest in? Now, if they're in private hands, it doesn't mean the city would ever own them. But you want to be, I think, strategic more than 20 years if you can.
It sounds kind of like just the general plan.
Yeah.
Plus 20, you know, and you update it, in theory, every couple of years. Okay, we won't look at the copyright date of the current one then.
Yeah. No, we are 2020.
Are you?
Yeah, well, our current general plan went through 2020, but, you know, the councils for the past 10 years have found that general plan to work fairly well. And so for a long time, I had councils that just called it General Plan 2030 because they thought we could just completely roll it over for another 10
years.
Just
change the digit?
Yeah. This council, we are going in and strategically not doing a complete overhaul. But there are certain elements of that that do need extensive update. And then we are adding the new element, which is the Gateway Plan that many people have heard about.
Why is it called Gateway?
It is one of the
gateways. It's a computer company, right? And then it's a physicalness.
Oh, really?
Gateway Computers?
It is old gate. Yeah, the old computer company.
Don't use that three-letter word on me.
Yeah.
But rather than something else that might be a little bit more descriptive of the concept of having a punch list. I mean, that's kind of...
Yeah.
Of course, saying punch list would probably get somebody torqued out also.
It might make your book, Why You Say It.
Or it might be pulled from your consent calendar. Who knows? KINS, News and Information Time, it's 8:43.
Hearty and healthy foods are abundant at Murphy's Markets. USDA Choice Boneless Beef Chuck Roast is now $5.99 a pound. USDA Choice New York Strip Steak, $15.99 a pound. And USDA Grade A Boneless Skinless Chicken Thighs are only $3.99 a pound. Complement this with a Greek salad, now just $7.99 a pound, topped with Kraft salad dressing for only $3.75 for a 16-ounce bottle. Murphy's Markets, more than a grocer, your neighbor since 1971.
Good morning, KINS, News and Information Times, 8:48. We're back talking shop this morning with Arcata City Manager Karen Diemer. Housing, I would think, you know, if it's not mental health, I would think housing, even more than roads.
Yep.
You know, even, I think I'm going to start getting on the wagon train about Myrtle Avenue.
And housing?
No.
Oh.
The road.
It's not that busy.
No, but it's fallen apart.
Oh, okay. I don't know. I just drove on it to get here today. It didn't seem too bad.
Well, take it going out to the stop sign.
I'll head to the highway.
And it's bump-a-bump-a-bump unless, I'm now putting half in the middle lane and straddling through the middle of the regular lane because I just don't want a realignment of the vehicle, not the road. Housing.
Yep. It's really made kind of mainstream. People that weren't talking about housing even 5 years ago are talking about housing today.
On a daily basis. Yeah.
Well, and it's mixed. It used to be students or people moving into the area that, we're talking a lot about housing, but I'm seeing it much more from long-term residents that are trying to downsize. They can't find housing.
Yeah, if you're relocating.
Family to move or kids to move back after college that can't find housing. So, it's definitely forefront on everyone's mind. And the city is looking at increasing housing density in many of its neighborhoods.
Is that big a deal?
It is if it's your neighborhood to some. I mean, there's a lot of the community very supportive of being opening and welcoming to, denser housing, but it means growth. And
so
people are very afraid of that, too.
Well, and there's been that mentality for 50 years, so that's not...
Not going to change.
No. Mm-mm. But when you say different types of housing, okay, we've got the Victorian with the big quarter block.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And then we've got the trailer park mentality where you just slam everybody together and things in between.
Mm-hmm.
Is there anything about a neighborhood protection? Okay, this is the Victorian neighborhood. This is the apartment neighborhood. This is this kind of neighborhood that I don't sense that there's any of those neighborhoods in Humboldt County. Some of the gated ones possibly.
But even the gated ones, they maybe were built all around the same time frame. What we find in Arcata, there is certain types of architecture that do have protection areas. We do have neighborhood conservation districts. But if you really look at any of the neighborhoods in Arcata, you can see the development eras that came through from the Victorian to, the post-war housing to, current more modern housing. And there is a mix and a blend of all of that in Arcata neighborhoods.
So to have more blend, okay. Yeah, it might be a little bit different. But when a new construction project comes in, aren't there allowances made for parking and things of that nature to lessen that impact?
That's exactly what long-range planning decides. So our community right now is looking at those very standards. How many parking spaces are required for development? Do you have one per every unit on the parcel? Do you have two per every unit on the parcel? Do you require one for every four units on the parcel? Right. And there's real divergent views in any community about that. You've got a good portion of our community that comes out and says there should be no parking standards and people should pay to park on the street anywhere they park.
Really?
Because we want people out of cars and into alternative transportation modes.
I would think a real simple would be X number of households in the county, X number of registered vehicles, divide it out. That's your number. And visit it every 10 years. It's just what the norm is.
Right.
Rather than trying to enforce consumer behavior. It hasn't worked out really well with tobacco or with marijuana or with lottery tickets or any of these other things where the state has tried to orchestrate personal behavior. I mean, if somebody wants it, they want it. If they don't, they don't. Okay. Are you mandating bike racks in certain housing things?
I haven't heard that one yet, but I'll add it to the list of possibilities.
Yeah. Oh, I hope not.
But yes, we are. But yeah, in multifamily units, we do mandate bike storage. That's a pretty frequent.
Really?
Absolutely. Covered bike storage at that.
Like a little garage area or a carport and do with it what you want as a tenant?
Not in every development.
Oh, I have a phrase.
But we're out of time.
Oh, darn. See everybody on Monday.
Come